Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called The Magic of Selling. Several weeks ago, Bloomberg Businessweek published an article about Steve Jobs entitled The Last Pitchman. It documented Jobs' seemingly inexplicable ability to sell practically anything, as evidenced by his glorious pitch for the iPhone 4, a, quote, new product, which the news media had already gotten a hold of and detailed weeks before. I tore the pages out of the magazine, as is my habit with content which proffer good fodder for blog posts. Although the article was fascinating, though, I struggled with how to make sense of it. Until last Sunday, when I read a New York Times interview with Aaron Levy, co-founder and CEO of Box.net. Levy used to do magic shows as a teen, and he says some of his most important leadership lessons come from the hobby. He says, "It's all about getting in front of people and telling a story, something that people buy into that is hopefully entertaining. It's all about capturing people's imaginations and giving them getting them excited about what's possible." I realize that's exactly what makes Jobs such an effective pitchman. Magic. Let me break this down a little. Levy says magicians tell a story. Well, Jobs creates his own narrative. Jobs' story usually involves naming an enemy and fighting fiercely against it. The Businessweek article reports that Jobs describes the iPad as, quote, a weapon of freedom. Freedom from programs that steal your private data. Freedom from programs that trash your battery. Freedom from porn. By using an enemy to create a dramatic storyline in which the Apple product is the hero, Jobs ignites his audience's passions. They're rapt as they await the climax of the tale, the unveiling of the product or a specific feature, in the same way that great magicians get their audiences on the edges of their seats in anticipation of the ta-da moment. Levy says magicians capture people's imaginations. Jobs inspires people with the promise of what's possible. At the risk of overstating things, it seems Jobs gives people hope. With the depth of a skilled evangelist, he paints a picture of an almost utopian-like world his products can produce. In the Times article, Kelly O'Keefe, executive director of the Virginia Commonwealth University Brand Center, comments, quote, "We need something to believe in. People believe in Apple. They believe in Jobs." Levy says a magician is entertaining and gets people excited. Well, Jobs uses theater to entertain and excite. Now, Jobs' version of theater isn't flashy like what you'd experience at, say, a Sony presentation, but it's no less a stage spectacle. Just like a magician who can use a simple hand gesture to spark a collective gasp among his audience, Jobs uses simple techniques like dramatic lighting, provocative language, and Spartan slides to create excitement. Now, none of the above is intended to diminish the value of what Jobs is selling. Apple's products are truly remarkable, so he certainly has great raw material. But his selling technique is what really fascinates me and challenges me to think differently about the way I sell. Whether it's selling my ideas when speaking to an audience, selling an engagement when meeting with a prospect, or selling a point of view when making a recommendation to a client, I find so much of what I do is sales. Maybe you can relate. I think using the approach of a magician might help us sell better. We will be able to do what the Businessweek piece says is Jobs' forte, channeling desire. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Take care and thanks again.